This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The farmer's dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog Barnaby loves the farmer's dogs. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
Hello and welcome to Happier, a podcast where we talk about ideas for how to make our lives happier, healthier, more productive, and more creative. This week, we'll talk about gift giving with our annual gift guide for suggested gifts, and we will discuss a useful Know Yourself Better question related to gifts. I'm Gretchen Rubin, a writer who studies happiness, good habits, the five senses, and human nature. And I'm in my little home office in New York City. And joining me today from LA is my sister, Elizabeth Kraft, who I know is far ahead of me in the gift-giving arena so far this year.
That's me, Elizabeth Kraft, a TV writer and producer living in LA. And yes, Gretch, my holiday shopping has begun.
Yes, I know when you start feeding me little questions, like, what size t-shirt do you like? I'm like, okay, she's got it. But before we launch into the gift guide, Elizabeth, we have to talk about the Happier Ladies podcast. How bonkers is this?
Yes, we love the new podcast.
So excited.
This comes from sisters Azizi Williams and Malika Amandi. They live on opposite coasts like us, and they listen to Happier, More Happier, Happier in Hollywood. And on their podcast, they debrief the three podcasts and they talk about what they've learned. They offer their own experiences, perspectives, ideas. It is so much fun, the Happier Ladies podcast.
I mean, it is so fun to listen to it, and they add so much. You know, they're talking about what they're going to do differently. And anyway, it is so much fun. Love the Happier Ladies.
Yes. So for anybody who loves this podcast, you also might want to check out the Happier Ladies.
I thought it might be kind of a strange feeling to listen to it, Elizabeth, but it actually feels totally normal.
Yes. Yes. Well, they add a lot, as you said.
Yes. Yes. I feel like I already know Azizi and Malika. It's so fun. Yes. So this week, it's the Try This at Home annual gift guide. Boost your happiness by finding that great gift we can help. And here's the thing about Elizabeth. This is why this matters for happiness is few things give you just that little burst of happiness more than giving a gift to somebody to show your thoughtfulness, to show that you care. But then when you give a really good gift, that is just so satisfying.
And Gretch, a lot of our ideas this year come off of you having written Life in Five Senses, because so many gifts do involve the five senses.
Yes. And I think there's a lot of these that very explicitly tie to the five senses. And then also a lot of gifts just from the way the gifts are, trying to do something to delight your five senses, manage your five senses in some way. So in our suggestions, we have gifts of things, gifts of experiences, gifts of creativity, and then a few favorites that we've mentioned before on the podcast that we cannot resist mentioning. Some of these are suggestions from listeners that we sprinkled in, and some just come from our own experience, things that we've given or gotten or things that we want.
Yes, or want to give.
Yes. So the first thing I want to mention is something that Elizabeth gave to me last year, which is the Ha Ko incense leaves in wooden box with a dish. And the incense leaves, they are literally shaped like leaves. It's this beautiful box. It feels very elegant. It's beautifully presented. And if there's somebody who loves the sense of smell, loves incense, this was really a delightful thing. Elizabeth, you gave it to me, and I enjoyed it very much.
And these are like paper. The leaves are paper. Yes. So it's not like a stick of incense.
No.
It's a paper incense.
Yes. It's like a paper thing that you put in a dish that it comes with, and you light, and it curls up. Oh, and all these, but by the way, I will put links in for a lot of the things. So you can look in the show notes if you want links.
This is something Eliza and Eleanor love, which is a water-resistant Bluetooth speaker for the shower.
Yeah.
Gretchen, I actually got myself one of these for Christmas last year, but I haven't hooked it up yet. So better put that on my 24 for 24 list.
There you go. That's an easy one. You know, it's the kind of thing where it feels hard in everyday life, but if it's on your 24 for 24 list, it actually feels like an easy one to cross off. Oh, another thing that I got last year was a lotion warmer. This sounds so decadent. I don't think I would have bought this for myself. It is delightful. If you are a person who runs cold and you're cold when you get out of the shower, a lotion warmer is delightful.
Good gift. Something someone wouldn't buy for themselves, but they'd use all the time.
Yes.
Okay, Gretchen, explain what this is. Magnetic jewelry clasps.
Okay, I have a very nice necklace that has an itty-bitty clasp, and it's kind of fragile, so it was really a pain to undo it and do it. And so I went online, and these are... It's a clasp that you attach to both ends, and then it's bigger and it's magnetic, sort of clings together, and then you screw it closed. And so it's much less tricky to do if you've got a necklace behind your neck that you're trying to do. So if you've got a necklace that you don't wear because it's so much of a pain to take it on and off, this is a great solution. It also makes the necklace a little bit longer, which might be a feature or a bug, depending on what you want. But I use mine all the time.
Gretch, this is definition of stocking stuffer.
Yes.
Because they're tiny, they're inexpensive,
yes,
but very clever. Perfect stocking stuffer.
Mine was perfect because it came in a pack of three. And so I took one, I gave one to Mom, and I think I gave one to Eleanor or something.
Oh, I think
did I give it to you? Maybe I bought two packs. I'm just handing them out.
Okay, Gretch, next we have the Peritong sleep headphones.
Yeah, so a couple episodes ago, we were talking about these. They're kind of like headbands that allow you to listen instead of having earbuds. And so this is great if you're exercising or if you're in bed. We were talking about it in context of if you don't like to have earbuds in when you're going to sleep, but you want to listen to a podcast to help you sleep. And I mean, that's just one brand that looked good. I'm sure many brands make that.
Again, very affordable.
Very affordable. Here's something really fun. Okay, Kate Bowler, you know we love Kate Bowler, her podcast, her books. In her holiday card, she used these things called fat heads. And it's just like a giant head on a stick.
Okay, so it's like a paper head. Flat paper head.
Or they might be at a foam core. I think that you can get different things.
Okay.
The thing is, you can use it as party decor. You can use it in, it's like to be funny in a group photo. They use it in their holiday card. I was just watching people at the New York City Marathon. A lot of times people were holding them up by the sidelines, kind of as like, you go. They also, at Fatheads, you can do the full size thing. Like if you wanted to have Nacho and Daisy full size, or you wanted to have Jack in sprinting mode or something like that as like a full size, like a Superman that would be in a store, you know? So I just think these are funny, and I'm sure there's a lot of imaginative uses, kind of whimsical uses for this.
Absolutely.
But I was very enchanted by these things.
All right, Gretch, next we have outline pens. Explain what these are. They come in a set of 21.
Yes, I gave these to Eleanor and she loved them. And these are bananas. So you're writing with a marker, so it makes like a marker line, but it automatically outlines itself. How it does this, I do not know, but it's like you're writing and it's just automatically outlined in kind of a metallic.
And can it be like a pen, like a thin line with an outline, or is it a fat line like a marker?
It's pretty thin. I mean, the ones that I got her were pretty thin. I think she actually would have liked it if it had been thicker, and maybe there were thicker ones and I just didn't happen to run across those, but they're very interesting. It's the kind of thing where I'm like, ooh, I bet this is going to explode as a category. Mm-hmm. Now that this technology exists, I bet they'll be doing a lot of stuff with it. It's really fun. The ones she got were Uli.
Uli, okay. Mm-hmm. Gretch, we got to talk about it. Podcast merch.
Oh, yeah, we got podcast merch. We've got some new stuff. Like, we've got Topex, of course, AirPod case.
I love an AirPod case.
Yeah, that well, that's fantastic. Good to hear because there could be an AirPod case for you in your future. Just saying.
Good.
Perfect for the stocking. But there's a lot of stuff there if you are a podcast fan. And then just generally in the store, if you go to happiercast.com/shop, there's journals, there's Four Tendencies mugs. We have new Four Tendencies mugs. Elizabeth, that may also be in your future. Do not buy yourself anything from my shop. I'm just saying. Oh, one thing, because you were talking about like stocking stuffer, people love the tackle box, which has all the different pads. To-do, ta-da, today, to-doodle. There's to-do and, you know, if I want.
Could-do.
Could-do. Yeah, to-do, could-do, to-do, today. Anyway, I get the biggest kick out of the way those all relate to each other.
Yeah, one year I gave friends the memento journal and I think a one-sentence journal.
Yeah.
That was a nice gift.
Yeah, right, because it's sort of holding on to memories. One thing I've noticed, don't break the chain, is something that a lot of people start in January 1st.
Yes.
The best time to begin is always now, and you do not need to begin a good habit on January 1st. But the fact of it is many people do feel like that's the clean slate and everybody's talking about it. And so the Don't Break the Chain journal is really good. If there's somebody who's got an important new habit that they're trying to launch January 1st, people find that satisfying. But anyway, it's all on happiercast.com/shop. There's all sorts of the memento journal. All that stuff is there. Yeah.
Great. And next, Gretchen, Loop Experience earplugs. What are these?
Well, Eliza and Eleanor were going to a concert. And I was like, you should wear, you know, earplugs. And they're like, oh, of course, we already wear earplugs. And I thought, wow, I should get some earplugs. So this is the kind that they recommend. They say that a lot of people now, this is much more widely practiced. Like if you're going to a stadium, Elizabeth, Kansas City Arrowhead Stadium is famous for being a very, very loud stadium. And people just know that's just not good for your ears. And so these are the ones that they recommended. So these are the ones that I got, and they're very comfortable.
Another good stocking stuffer.
Yeah. Oh, here's another fun one. I went to a birthday party, a big milestone birthday, and the person got a custom bobblehead toy. Everything in life is an allusion to The Office. And if you watch The Office, you know how Dwight has a custom bobblehead. And I was always like, how does a person get a custom bobblehead? Well, it turns out there's an online store for that, and it was hilarious.
That is so good.
Yes. So for the person who has everything, you can get them a custom bobblehead.
Yes. I love that. I could see even someone getting it for a parent of like two kids to have in their office. Or there's all kinds of fun things you could do with bobbleheads.
Yes, absolutely. For sure.
And then Gretchen, next we've got a headlamp.
Yeah.
Explain how this works. Such a good idea.
So a headlamp is just, it's like a headband that's got a light on it. And it just seemed to me that a lot of people do fiddly work. Like you're doing something with your hands that's small. Like people are assembling dollhouse furniture or they are going under the sink to do plumbing work at home or you're outside with your dog or whatever. There's just times where it would be really handy to have your hands free, but to be able to shine more light on whatever you're doing. Again, this is the kind of thing where I think for some people, they might use it every day. And then for other people, they'd be like, I have no idea what this is for. So this is sort of, if it's right, it's right. The wire cutter had a choice that was like the less expensive, but highly rated choice. So I'll link to that.
I've also seen these on hats, by the way.
Oh, interesting. I haven't seen that.
That is more appealing to you than a band.
Right. It's a look for sure.
Yeah. Great for walking the dog at night. That is for sure.
Yeah. Oh, and here, I thought this was so clever. Okay. So the thing about rebels is that often they want to exercise, but they also don't like to have something on their schedule. That just bugs them. They like to switch things up. They often like to gamify any kind of task as much as possible. So the question is, how do you gamify and add that element of spontaneity and surprise to something like exercise? Well, fitness dice. This is like dice that you roll and it tells you different things to do for your workout. And I thought this could be really fun for anybody, but I thought it was an especially clever solution for rebels who want to get themselves, they know they're happier when they exercise, but they resist having it being scheduled or having it being slotted in regularly. This is like, whenever I feel like it, I'll just roll the dice and do what it says. And if I don't like what it says, I'll just roll again.
Oh, roll again. That's yeah, the good thing about rolling. You can always roll again.
And the good thing about exercise is like, it's always the right kind of exercise. Yes. Whatever you're doing, that is the best choice. Absolutely do it. So I thought that fitness dice was a very clever solution.
So fun. So many of these ideas, Gretchen, I'm going to use for my own list. I love it. All right, Gretch, coming up, we're going to move on to gifts of experience. But first, this break.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe without spending a fortune, and luckily I found Quince. Elizabeth, I got the Flowknit wide leg pant. It's very light. It's perfect for the summer. It packs very easily. I recently went on a trip with my family, and I took it with me, and they were just the thing to wear on a really hot day where I wanted to be covered up, but I wanted something that looked great and also was very comfortable.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Gretchen for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Gretchen to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Gretchen.
We're back with our gift guide, and now we are switching from gifts of things to gifts of experience, because sometimes you don't want to give somebody an actual thing. Sometimes people don't want more stuff, but that doesn't mean you can't give them a great gift. And Elizabeth, of course, we have to mention the gift of podcast, because the thing is, if people have a smartphone, they can get a podcast for free. There is nothing more fun than finding that excellent new podcast that you are so excited to listen to. It makes commuting easier. It makes errands easier. It makes chores more fun. I'll post a link. It's at gretchenrubin.com/resource. You can find Gift of Podcast. And this is so you can like fill out a little certificate if you want to put it in someone's stocking or hand it to somebody, where it's like from me to you, and I'm giving you the gift of Scamanda because I know you love a grift. So it's an actual physical thing. But of course, you could do your own kind of certificate. But it's just, it's a way to give something they already have. But if somebody doesn't know about podcasts, it's just very exciting for them to realize there's all this great material that they can listen to.
Yes. And part of it can be showing them how to find podcasts, how to listen, making them realize this is free. So many people still don't understand that the vast, vast majority of podcasts are free to listen to.
Well, in fact, now they kind of, what we're told as podcasters is say to people, follow the podcast, not subscribe to the podcast. Because many people thought that if you subscribed, you needed a subscription, you had to pay. So now we use the word follows because people know that that means that almost always, at least a lot of the podcast is free. And like you say, it's not hard to know how to listen, but it's easier if somebody shows you. So you can give somebody the gift of podcast by showing them how to listen and giving them a recommendation.
Along the same lines, you can show someone how to get an online library card and use it for audio or ebooks. Gretchen, you know, I have Libby, which is one of the library apps. I swear by it. It is so amazing. Absolutely love Libby. I think this is a great idea. You can also, by the way, give audiobooks from Libro.com if you want to give someone an audiobook.
Well, the thing I like about the online library card is this is the kind of thing where it doesn't take long at all, and you kind of already have this. If you're living in the United States, there is a library that you are part of. So it's just a question of somebody walking you through the very easy steps, but sometimes you need somebody to talk you through it. Some other gifts of experience, museum memberships. If you know somebody loves to go to a museum, if there's a class they want to take, maybe some surprise travel or a pass to an amusement park that they love to go to.
Yeah, one of the best gifts I ever gave Sarah was a museum membership when Violet was young, and they used it all the time.
Mm, You could also give an escape room voucher. We love an escape room. We also often do that as a holiday family activity. Maybe a session with a professional organizer if you know that somebody wants that. Subscription flowers. They're kind of an item that's also an experience and also doesn't last long. So if somebody doesn't want to have a lot of stuff.
You could also go big and do surprise travel.
Yeah.
1 year, my sister-in-law gave my brother-in-law a trip to Vegas. And she made a little book that showed them flying and showed the casino. And they were going to some event. And so there were the tickets. And it was just really fun.
Oh, that's really great.
Yeah.
The Five Senses Journal. If you know someone who wants to sort of be more mindful or appreciate the moment more, that's something that a lot of people talk about right now. The Five Senses Journal, I know from doing my own DIY version, this is really something that helps a person really pay attention to the beauty of everyday life. And then you do have a keepsake. So I guess it's a gift of experience that then you kind of have a memento of it. But it's really the experience of your tuning into the experience of your five senses.
All right, Gretch, let's move on now to gifts of creativity.
Okay. So you can give someone a certificate. You're going to do some chore or you're going to agree to do something. Like my friend who gave what I thought was a wonderful gift. It was just a piece of paper that she gave to her new husband. And it said, "I will leave for the airport whenever you want." And he was like, "That is a great gift."
You can make a physical photo album.
Right.
They're always beloved.
Yes, because often now people don't pull them off their phones. And so that's a great creative thing you can make for them. You can write a Five Senses portrait of someone and give it to them, or maybe a Five Senses portrait of an experience you enjoyed together, like a camping trip or your honeymoon or like you're moving. And so it's a Five Senses portrait of your old house. I write about this in Life in Five Senses, and this is just a really thought-provoking exercise, and people really love to get it.
Yes, and you can make it as decorated
yes.
and special as you
yes.
want. You can really make it your own.
I've seen pictures of this where people blow it out and really do it in a very elaborate way. It can be a very, very beautiful gift.
Gretchen, this comes from Ricky Lynn. She said, "Your yearly list, 23 and 23, gave me the idea to do an 80 for 80 for my mom's 80th birthday. I enlisted my siblings, their spouses, and our children to help make a list of 80 memories, gratitudes, and funny stuff from us to you. It was easy to set up a Google Doc for everyone to contribute. When the list was full, my brother made it into a beautiful poster to give her for her birthday. She loved it. She said parts of it made her tear up, parts of it made her laugh out loud, and that it was the best gift she'd ever received."
This was amazing. Ricky Lynn sent a link so I could see what it looked like. And these were just a line or two of memories with the person's name in parentheses. So it was very, you know, you have to think of these meaningful memories, but then you can execute. And I just think this would be delight. Just reading it, I was like, I give such a sense of this person. I have such a sense of this family. This is so remarkably wonderful. But it
Fantastic.
Also feels manageable. It feels like something where you could actually herd the cats and get the family to do this.
Yes, love this idea.
And then finally, Elizabeth, we have to mention a few things that we've mentioned a million times, but that we just love.
First off, Gretch, the bandolier. This is the thing that we wear around our neck, the strap with our phone attached.
Yes.
All of us have them. You, me,
yes.
mom, and dad even has one.
Yeah.
We cannot live without this. This is life changing.
Yes.
Cannot emphasize it enough.
When I'm out in the world, so many people are like, "What is that thing?" And they're like, take a picture of the label.
I have been sitting with people who've been like, "Okay, I just ordered this."
Yes.
As I'm talking to them.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, the other thing that I wear every single day is my Uniqlo vest. This is a very, very light vest. I run cold, so I'm very cold. But what I love about it has external pockets and then internal pockets that are vertical so they can hold anything that I want to carry around my apartment, my AirPods, for instance. It's just super handy. It fits under anything, any coat. It just gives me that little bit of warmth and those little extra pockets.
Yes.
Love it.
Gretch, the Seiji iPad stand that you gave to me,
yes,
which I've talked about, which is something where it holds your iPad. You can use it for Zoom meetings. It goes up and down. You can do it horizontally or vertically. It's extremely useful.
A friend of mine had one of these and I was like, my sister needs this pronto. I ordered it again. I saw it and I ordered it for you right away because I was just like, this fills a need. I mean, Elizabeth, we have to mention the all-time favorite gift, that we have ever mentioned. Yes. Everybody knows what it is. It is the pet egg.
Yes.
Yes. Just what
electric
everybody wants.
Or non-electric comes in both, Gretch. I got my mother-in-law the electric because I don't skimp. Yeah. The worst gift I ever gave. But if you need it, you need it. I happen to want one. You buy people something you want for yourself. Yes. That year, I really wanted one of these. So I got it for her.
You gave it with love.
I did.
And that's what matters to us. And then the final thing I should say, because I often recommend this, is that if you're giving any of my books as gifts, or if you're asking for any of my books as gifts, you can request book plates. This is for US and Canada only, because this is something that I will mail. But if you would like to request, and you can ask for as many as you want within reason, just go to happiercast.com/bookplate. But do it soon, because it actually takes kind of a while for these things to go through the process. And so the sooner you request them, the sooner I know that I will get it to you in time for the holidays. And so those are book plates. I can personalize them and sign them. And people just, Elizabeth, you love to customize anything. And this is a way to customize a book.
Makes it more special.
Makes it more special. So let us know if you do try any of these gifts. Was this gift guide useful for you? Are there other good gifts that you want to suggest? Let us know on Instagram, Threads, TikTok, Facebook. Drop us an email at podcast@gretchenrubin.com, or you can go to happiercast.com/456 for all the links. If you didn't catch the name of something we talked about, you'll see the name and the link in the show notes for 456.
Coming up, we've got a happiness hack that is also a know yourself better question having to do with gift giving. But first, this break.
When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and free. And, you know, Elizabeth, I now work with a team, and hiring the right people is so important. It's maybe the most important thing. And LinkedIn makes the process of identifying and hiring people easy and intuitive. I know that when I've been hiring for my team, it's hard to find quality candidates to interview. And LinkedIn isn't just a job board. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. On LinkedIn, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Hire professionals like a professional on LinkedIn.
Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. As your kids get older, some things about parenting get easier. They can dress themselves. They can clean up after themselves, allegedly. Other things don't, like having conversations about money. The fact is, kids won't really know how to manage their money unless they're actually in charge of it. That's where Greenlight can help. Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on their kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens build money confidence and lifelong financial literacy skills.
Yeah, Jack has Greenlight. And one thing I love is that it includes a chores feature where you can set up one-time or recurring chores and reward kids with allowance for a job well done. Gretchen, we used to mow the lawn. How much more motivated would we have been if we'd had funds deposited when we completed that chore?
Mm-hmm.
Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/happier. That's greenlight.com/happier to try Greenlight for free. Greenlight.com/happier.
So, Elizabeth, this week, the happiness hack is to take this gift-giving quiz that I just released into the world. It's so fun now that people are taking this quiz. You just go to happiercast.com/quiz. And the way I intended it, I would take it for you so that I know your type, so that as I'm trying to think of ideas for you, I know the kind of thing you tend to respond well to. And the funny thing about this is it's just having that little bit of anchoring information and the suggestions. Like, once you take the quiz, it tells you like the kinds of things that category of person tends to like, and also some ideas of sort of typical gifts. That kind of loosens your mind. I did it for Jamie, who had a birthday recently. He's very hard to buy for. But doing it, it unlocked ideas for me from my own imagination. It just gave me a place to start, because sometimes you're just like, oh my gosh, in the whole world, what the heck am I going to buy? So if you're feeling stumped about somebody, if you just go to happiercast.com/quiz and take the quiz with them in mind, it will tell you some ideas that will be suitable for that person.
Yeah, but Gretchen, it's also a know yourself better question.
Yes, and this is the funny thing. This is an obvious way to use the quiz. And somehow this did not occur to me when I was doing the quiz. Obviously, people are going to take it for themselves.
Yes.
You know?
People are always asking, what do you want? And it's hard to know. And this, again, gets you started.
Well, and it just, you're like, I like some things and not others. So this kind of helps you pinpoint your style, the kind of thing that you like to get. So listen, you took it, and I think I know what you are, but tell me what you are, and I'll see if I got it right.
Yes, I got easy to please.
That's what I thought. Yay. Yes.
Many gifts make me happy.
Yes. And you love a personal connection.
Yes. And then, Gretchen, I had Adam take the quiz. Mm. I think of him as being someone hard to buy for.
Yeah.
He got the connoisseur.
Mm.
Explain what that is.
So the connoisseur is the person who really wants the best, and they know what they want. They tend to be like, they'll say what they want, and they really are very interested in that very, that most quintessential or that most, that really high level experience of something. So if they love bourbon, they don't want a sampler of bourbons. Like, oh, here's a bunch of popular bourbons. Like they want that super fine one. It might be worth really splurging on like the one really good one.
Yeah.
Because that's what delights them.
Well, and Adam is someone who does a ton of research on things, reads a million reviews.
Knows a lot.
He wouldn't dream of buying something without reading like 50 reviews. So it goes to his personality.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so fun. If you take the quiz, let me know if it rings true. I'm getting a big kick out of seeing how people use it. Always, it's a little bit different than from what I expect. It's funny.
So fun.
And now, demerits and gold stars. Elizabeth, it's your turn for a demerit.
All right, Gretch, this may not surprise people. We're moving on to the Thanksgiving and other holidays, but I have a Halloween demerit, which is that I did not put up my decorations for Halloween until 3 p.m. on Halloween, October 31st.
Yeah.
We had guests coming and I was racing around getting the decorations up. So ridiculous because, of course, it takes the same amount of time to put up decorations whenever you put them up. But we only got to enjoy them starting October 31st at 3 p.m. as opposed to everyone else who had them up for weeks.
Well, so here's my question. If you weren't having guests over, do you think you would have done it?
No, I would have skipped it. Absolutely. Yeah. So I'm glad we were having guests because I would hate to have let a year go by and not put up my Halloween decorations. Right.
But you know what, listen, it occurs to me that this brand of demerit has a companion brand of demerit, which is I didn't put them up in time or ever. And the other one is they are still up and I have not yet taken them down. It gets you both directions. Because
it sure does.
Yes.
And Gretch, that demerit, I have to cop to as well. Adam and I were just walking outside earlier today, and he pointed out the gravestone, the Halloween decoration gravestones that were still up in our front. So, oops, got to get that done. What is your gold star?
Okay, I want to give a gold star to my husband, Jamie, because he had his law school reunion. So we were up in New Haven, and we're driving up there. We were like an hour away, and he said, hey, why don't you call ahead to the hotel and ask them about parking? And I said, why don't we just figure it out when we get there? And he goes, man, why don't you call ahead? Says, fine. So I called the hotel, and they were like, oh, actually, you have parking, but it's on this other street, and you park in there, and then you take stairway A, and then that'll put you out, and you take this little path, and that's right across the street from the hotel. So it was very, very close, but it was definitely not something that you could have figured out. And this was brilliant of Jamie to do it because it saved us maybe 45 minutes because it would have been a whole like, do we pull up? Where do we go? And then New Haven, it's all one-way street. So if you're like heading the wrong direction, it's a whole process to get yourself back to where you were going. But this way, we just drove straight in, parked, took our bags. They had given us direction. We walked straight to the front door. It could not have been simpler. And it's just one of those things where, you know, you're like, why didn't we just call from the car?
Yes.
We were just in there for hours
doing
nothing. And so anyway, I thought, wow. And I said to him, how did you think to call ahead? And he just looked at me mysteriously.
His
spidey
sense was tingling.
He did. He's a questioner. He's got to have answers for everything. So there you go. The resource for this week, go to happiercast.com/store. There's so much fun stuff there. If I do say so myself, there is a gift for everyone. The tendencies, the happier listeners, people who love a journal, people who love drinkware. There's all kinds of things there. Just go to happiercast.com/store. Elizabeth, what are we reading?
I am reading Three Cups of Deceit by John Krakauer.
And I am reading Light from Uncommon Stars by Rika Aoki. And that's it for this episode of Happier. Remember to try this at home. Boost your happiness by finding a great gift. Let us know if you tried anything from our lists and if it worked for you.
Thank you to our executive producer, Chuck Reed, and everyone at Cadence 13. Get Untouched. Gretchen's on Instagram and Threads and TikTok at Gretchen Rubin. And I'm on Threads and Instagram at Liz Craft. Our email address is podcast@gretchenrubin.com.
And if you like the show, give someone the gift of podcast. You don't even need to fill out the certificate. You can just email them the link. That's the way that most people discover our show.
Until next week, I'm Elizabeth Craft.
And I'm Gretchen Rubin. Thanks for joining us. Onward and upward. Elizabeth, for gift of podcast, I gave Dad the podcast In Our Time because I had been telling him for months that I was like, you would love it, you would love it. And then finally, when I was in Kansas City, I was like, I'm grabbing your phone. I'm putting it in your library. I'm like showing you the titles that are all these historical subjects that you are going to be fascinated by. And now he listens to it all the time and he loves
yay.
It. So it was
I
just feel such a sense of satisfaction. Yes. Every time I was listening to an interesting episode. I'm like, yes, you were.
Oh, good. And you've been telling him for years. So that's why you had to
take the step. From the Onward Project. Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep.
Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.